Brett, first thing, we noticed that your name is entered in here twice. Did, like, you and your mom, or was it one of your friends that has also signed you up?
No, I signed up, and then I commented on the post and said, hey, you guys should sign me up, and I just did it myself, and then she also signed me up online after and told me so.
Okay, so wow. She'll be the maid of honor at the wedding. Just going to write that
definitely,
down.
Yep,
right,
definitely.
She definitely will be. Yep.
Okay, so Britt, I don't want you to think that we don't trust you or anything like that or think lowly of you, but how do we know that you're not just putting on an act to get Luke Combs tickets for free to the sold-out show?
Well, I already do have a ticket, so I am going as a third wheel with a couple. So I'm already going, but I definitely did sign up for the date portion of it, and I'm interested in the date portion of it, not just the concert.
Now, you said everything about him seems great in your application, mm-hmm. but I want to know, like, expand a little on that. What's the one thing that really caught your eye other than the Luke Combs tickets?
He seems very down-to-earth and, like, family-oriented, which is a big thing for me. I love my family. They're number one. Also, he loves country music, so that's, like, a big thing, because if you don't love country music, you're just not that cool.
ding, ding, ding.
And country boy, right? I mean, there's not too many of those in Vancouver, so.
Looks-wise, is he your type?
Yes.
Straight
Everyone
up.
In my office is probably listening to me right now, and they're like, he is 100% your type.
Wow. When was your last serious relationship, Brett?
April. It wasn't that serious, though, so I've been single for a while. And
single for the summer?
Ready 5 months single. Okay, that's long enough. That's long enough.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a party bus after the show. Would you...
yes.
I love it. Would you pay for his portion of the party bus and drinks while you're out?
Absolutely.
That's a good exchange for the ticket.
I feel like it is.
Exactly.
Obviously, a party bus is going to be full of your friends and stuff that he won't know. But I feel just talking to him and getting to know Brandon, he's the type of guy that's probably going to be more popular in that group than you are. He's just going to click with everyone right away.
Oh, 100%. Because all of my friends are huge Luke Combs fans, and they're like the best crowd. We did the Nashville thing. We do Watershed, and they're... they're great people, too. But, yeah, they'll definitely love him.
Okay.
Now, we've got a couple of, like, rapid-fire questions we want to ask you.
Pew, 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 rapid-fire.
Rapid-fire. So we're just going to bang off some questions and just, like, one-word answers. That's all we're looking for, okay?
Okay.
Tattoos or no tattoos?
Tattoos.
Beer or wine?
Both.
No.
I like it. Beard or no beard?
Beard.
Chicken breast or chicken wing?
Chicken wing.
Smoker or no smoker?
Non-smoker.
What about kids? Yes or no?
Yes.
Glass half full or half empty?
Glass half full.
Do you kiss on the first date?
Yeah, it depends.
That's a yes.
That's a yes. We are ending on that one. That is a yes.
Yes.
He will get a kiss.
All right, Britt, so we know for a fact that Brandon is listening right now, taking notes on this. So quickly say something, not to us, not to me, Nicole, or the JR family, but talk directly to Brandon here. Just say a little something to him that will maybe tip the scales towards you when you make the decision.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, I mean, I definitely am looking forward to meeting you if this all works out. I think we'd have a great night dancing, going out with my friends after, and who knows what would happen after the concert. Looking forward to meeting you.
I love it. I love it. And you are looking for something kind of long-term, right, Brett?
Yes, absolutely.